T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rich in Toronto.
How are you, Pharrell? You are the master of disaster, the Sultan of SWAT.
Wow, that is impressive. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're impressive. Love listening to you. You tell it like it is.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, my boy RJ Barrett, local boy, Canadian boy, he's a much better all-around player than Zion Williams. And if people are going to go draft Zion Williams first and they're willing to give up Anthony Davis, like you said, do it in a heartbeat, because Anthony Davis is 10 times the player Zion Williams ever will be.
Well, I don't, you know, I think that's yet to be determined. I have a hard time believing at this point. I'm with you. I have a hard time believing right now that just because he's, whatever, 285 pounds and he's a bull in a china shop, that he's going to be better than that monster Davis is. I mean, that guy is so well-rounded. His game is so clean. I mean, literally, inside and outside, he can absolutely stretch you, finish you, dunk on you, swat on you, run the floor. He can handle the rock. He can dish it. He can do everything. I mean, literally everything well. And the other kid just flat-out can't, and that's just all there is to it. He's got a long career in front of him, so I think that Zion's upside is fantastic, and he's got a tremendous future and window of opportunity to get better and better and better and excel at all facets of the game. But, you know, I think they've rung him up really early as, you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. In fact, they're like treating him like he's better than both of them. They really are. And I think it's a sickness in the media that people that think they know something, frankly, about basketball, or that they all think they're geniuses and experts at everything. They know more than you about literally everything on earth. That they're already, you know, bronzing this guy is crazy. I think that he's got all the talent in the world to become an incredible player, right? Fair enough. And I'm saying that, you know, knowing that he's got skills, mad skills. But this other guy, Davis, he's an entirely different beast altogether. He's already got it all down. He's already got it all down. This is the NBA we're talking about here. We're not talking about Duke basketball, freshman, one and done. We're talking about a guy that's already flat out in the NBA, unstoppable. And there's not a team that wouldn't want him. And I think there are people that won't admit it publicly that, you know, that wouldn't want Zion Williamson as their, you know, player that's going to, you know, change their fortunes and franchise around overnight. It's yet to be determined. You know what I mean? So we don't know what's going to happen. Everyone in the sports media, television and radio, and writers, they've already, you know, they've already put this guy in Springfield. I mean, they've already got him going to the Hall of Fame. And it's staggering to me that people jump that far ahead. I think I watched a guy, I told you this over and over, I watched a guy the other night missing dunks, and then the fact that they show it over and over, like it's some kind of, to me, it's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. Like, why do we facilitate people's failures as some kind of accomplishment? The guy goes in for this showboat dunk, and he misses it, and they've been showing it for, Christ, 5 days. I mean, calm down. I'd rather watch Anthony Davis sit on the bench and pick his nose than watch some kid at Duke miss dunks. It's that simple. I don't care what anybody says. Please. You know what Anthony Davis would do to Zion Williamson right now? He would back his ass down and dunk in his face. Hands down every time down the floor. That kid cannot stop that man, and that's all there is to it right now. In 10 years, it'll be a different story. Not today.
Here's my problem, and I think the kid is a monster, and I think he's going to be good in the NBA. I think that the issue right now is he going to be guarding fours? Is he going to be guarding three? Like, there are threes in the NBA that are going to just run right by him, right? And then there's fours in the NBA that are probably going to, are bigger than him and are taller than him, right? And can take him outside. And he doesn't have an outside shot. He doesn't. I just feel like he doesn't have a good, you know, position in the NBA right now. He's 6'7", and what? He's like 270.
He'll be,
you know,
300 pounds.
He'll be 6'7", and three bills.
Well, listen,
I mean,
he's a chiseled, like,
I mean,
he looks
bang.
He looks like an Adonis, right? But the thing is, what we don't know is, because he's so young, right? What is he, 18 years old? We don't know that.
He's going to get bigger.
I mean, in 3 years, the guy could weigh 350, 360. He could be a slob. Do you remember that guy, Tractor Trailer? I mean, this kid, we don't know if he's going to stay, you know, Mr. Chiseled, or when he starts making millions and eating steak and macaroni and cheese every night at the expensive restaurants, if he's going to become a fat ass. Remember Anthony Bennett? I mean, that guy, was that not the biggest bust we've seen in a while? Wasn't he a stud, too? And then... But he's nowhere near what this kid's talent is. This kid's got major talent. There's no denying that. But it's a little dangerous, I think, the world we live in, where you start, you know, canonizing players that are 18 years old, or that, like, because they literally now, it's like Zion TV, right? If there's, to me, it's like they don't even talk about Krzyzewski anymore when you watch Duke. It's just him, right? He plays with these teammates that are really good. They're big, they're long, they're all like 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". They're very big, Duke, right? They got guys, even the white guy's huge. They have all this size over everyone. They're playing teams. You'll see it tomorrow. All the Virginia guys are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". These guys are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", right? So, but the thing is, when you watch Duke, all they do is show him. I mean, turn it on tomorrow night. It's on at like 6. You'll literally watch for 2 hours. And an hour and 40 minutes of it will be about Zion and no one else. I mean, Barrett could have 30 in the game and they won't even talk about him, because it's become Zion television. It's no different than when LeBron James was coming out of St. Mary's in Akron. There's no difference. They started showing his games when he was in high school on ESPN. Do you remember? So they've already made their mind up that that's the only thing that we're that we need to be offered when we're watching Duke basketball anymore. We don't need to see the game. We don't need to see anything. What we need to see is him missing dunks, and we need to see him at all times. They showed him the other night, and it was another moment that I caught. They showed him when he made a couple of mistakes in the game, right? And he missed a follow or something, and then he got called for a foul, and he had to go sit down. And then they showed him sitting on the bench sulking. And then Vital kept talking about how mad he was. You could see the kid's very angry, very focused and driven. A failure. He doesn't want to make mistakes. He's very angry right now. So let's look at him while he's angry on the bench. And they did it for like 3 minutes straight. They just showed him sitting on the bench. I mean, it's laughable to me. Like, I mean, what's next? We're going to see the guy in the toilet? They're going to show him going to the toilet? Because they show everything else he does, and it's embarrassing to me. I feel bad for the kid, honestly, because he just wants to play basketball, I think. That's what I see, a kid that just wants to ball, right? But they've turned him into he's bigger than life right now as a celebrity. Like, he's you know, red carpet, Oscars. I mean, they've already got him literally. I mean, they're going to start saying, do you think he'll win, you know, 4 NBA titles, 5, 8, past Jordan, 9, 10? I mean, that's what they're saying about him. Like, it's really bad. I mean, get a hold of yourself. Can the kid breathe? Can he play? Can he get drafted? Can he go experience, you know, all of it instead of you've already got him winning? Is he going to be better than Michael Jordan stuff? I mean, it really is. There's something wrong with the world we're living in. I don't sit around watching games thinking, God, I wonder if he's going to win 10 championships. You know, now it's going to be about Brady. Every guy that comes into the league, or anyone that's good in college, will he go to 9 Super Bowls like Tom Brady? Instead of, how do you think the kid's career is going to go? How do you think he'll develop, right? I saw a story today about Mason Rudolph. Like, what did he learn from standing on the sideline for a year in Pittsburgh? That's what we should be doing with these kids, is like, how are you going to, you know, make the next step? And how are you going to handle all of it? The money, the fame, where are you going to handle living on your own and being a pro and sitting on the bench and this and that and not getting burned and whatever? And when, you know, he's going to get, like, drafted, obviously. to a loser, right? So is he going to immediately turn him around and make him a champion? You are imagining things, okay? He might be a box office draw, but, you know, if he wins the NBA championship in his first year in the league, I will keel over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.